Japan's youngest post-war leader will be a leader no more. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is resigning. His decision to step down after less than a year in office follows a humiliating electoral defeat for his party and a series of financial scandals involving members of his cabinet. Let's go now to reporter Lucy Kraft, who's covering this story from Tokyo. And I have to mention, just a few days ago, it seemed that the prime minister was reorganizing his government in an apparent effort to stay in power.
Yes, it was a very bizarre ending for Shinzo Abe. I'm sure it took most of the members of his own party, not to mention everyone else in government and in the public, by surprise.
What prompted it now?
Well, we're not sure, but we're speculating that maybe he just got tired after blundering from one scandal to one mishap after another. I mean, he came in with a roar, 70% popularity rating. He was the protege of the former very popular Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi. He was very photogenic. He seemed to radiate strength. And then very quickly, his popularity ratings tanked.
Because of the scandals and other issues.
Scandals and also the bungling of pension records, which is of great importance in a country that's the fastest aging in the world.
Now, what does all this mean for the ruling party in Japan?
The ruling party seems to be in neutral right now. There's great questions about who's going to take over. There are a number of people, of course, who have thrown their hats in the ring in the past, but it's not clear. The ruling party, of course, is rushing to hold a party election next week, perhaps on Friday, when they'll choose a new leader who automatically assumes the prime ministership. But I think they're in as much disarray as the rest of the government right now. There are cabinet ministers saying they don't know what's going to happen. Are they supposed to continue in their position? So it's really up in the air.
I suppose we should mention this is a party that has dominated Japanese government for decades.
Yes, largely because there's been a vacuum among the opposition parties. The opposition parties just have not done a credible job of convincing people that they can rule. So we have had this conservative, pro-business, rather nationalist party in control ever since World War II, pretty much nonstop.
Well, is it possible that this scandal and the resignation could lead to an opening and perhaps more competitiveness in Japanese politics?
That would be a long shot. What a lot of experts in politics say is we'll probably see a lot of muddling along for quite a number of years to come.
Because the opposition still doesn't have its act together?
Because the opposition doesn't have its act together, and to be quite frank, the ruling party doesn't either.
Well, is this a moment in history when Japan can afford to not have very inspiring leadership?
Absolutely not. Particularly right now, they're teetering on perhaps going back into recession, which is a great fear here. And they need strong leadership. They need continuation of the Koizumi legacy, which was to deregulate, to strengthen the economy, get rid of zombie companies, encourage entrepreneurialism, particularly as China is a rising superpower, both militarily and on the economic front. And there's a great need for strong leadership. And huge disappointment and sense of betrayal, I think, that Abe wasn't able to fulfill that mantle.
All of this, of course, affecting a huge trading partner with the United States. We've been talking with reporter Lucy Kraft. She's in Tokyo, and she's telling us about the decision of Japan's prime minister to resign. Thanks very much.
Thank you.